Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 9. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then, through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Gee whiz, choir. It's a little difficult to follow that. Chaplain, we should probably just skip the sermon and let them sing the rest of the service. But as it stands, we've got this reading from Hebrews chapter 9 before you, and I've got a job to do, so we should just get on with it. Speaking of jobs, then, how's that for a transition? Let me just begin with this. If you think your job is hard, try being a Levitical priest from the Old Testament. It's not just that they were charged with maintaining the ceremonial customs of ancient Israel. It's not just that they had to slaughter those bulls and those goats and spread those ashes and conduct those ritual washings of the people. It's also how they had to do it. Take that heifer mentioned in our lesson. The priests had to slaughter this young calf, and they had to sprinkle its blood on the tent of meeting, and then they had to burn that calf. And Scripture is very explicit in how they had to do it. They had to burn its skin, and its flesh, and its blood, and yes, even the food digesting in its stomach. Try putting that in a jobs.com listing and seeing what kind of traction you can get. Indeed, maybe next time the copier is jammed or someone doesn't respond to your email or your food disappears from the refrigerator, Jeff Hemmer, I'm looking at you. Remember that you could be that Levitical priest, covered in blood, sacrificing a calf, watching its skin, its flesh, its blood, its intestines burn. But you want to know what the hardest part was about being one of those Levitical priests? It was the absolute uncertainty they had about what their work was actually going to accomplish. The absolute uncertainty they had about what their sacrifices would do. So they followed these ceremonial customs commanded by God in the hopes that he would turn his wrath away from the people and not punish them for the sins they had committed in the past year. So the priest would annually enter the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement, and he would first have to purify himself so that God wouldn't strike him down. And then he had to offer those sacrifices on behalf of the people in the hopes that God wouldn't strike them down. I'm sure some of those Levitical priests, because of their faith in God's promises, looked beyond those animal sacrifices and believed that one day God would make good on his promise, that he would redeem them, that these ceremonies were but a foreshadowing of the Christ who would come. But I'm also fairly certain that some of those priests futilely pinned their hopes for salvation upon the sacrifices they offered. That if they just performed those ceremonies correctly enough, if they just did the sacrifices right enough, then God would forgive their sins. And you know what? I'm sure there were others still who just went through the motions, who had no hope. Because after all, they were just born into this tribe and they didn't ask for the job. Yet it is entirely different for you as a royal priesthood, as a holy nation, as a people for God's own possession. You have something better than they did. You have a certainty that those priests never had, and that's because of what you know about Jesus Christ that they never could. You know that Jesus Christ did what no human priest could ever do, that he is the one perfect sacrifice who atones for the sins of the world, for the sins of all times, not just yesterday's sins, and not just last week's sins, and not just the sins of the past year. This is what makes the new covenant of your Lord Jesus Christ a better covenant than the old one, as Hebrews says. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God and second person of the Holy Trinity, the very Word incarnate, God himself in the flesh, submitted himself to a bloody, gruesome death that he did not deserve for sins he did not commit. He became that perfect sacrifice to atone for the sins of all the world. Indeed, for your sins. And because of that, he now purifies you. He gives you a clean conscience before him. He makes you acceptable to God. Not because of the work of your hands, not because of the efficacy of your sacrifices offered, but because of his work and his sacrifice for you. What makes this covenant for the forgiveness of your sins better than the old covenant is that it gives you, in fact, in truth, in reality, what the old covenant offered only by way of hope. And this fact, this truth, this reality is precisely what we celebrate beginning Sunday. With the services of Holy Week that observe your Lord's suffering and death and resurrection. We will commemorate the very events by which Jesus Christ brought about this new covenant. It's on Palm Sunday that Jesus enters the holy place of Jerusalem to die that sacrificial death for you. And it's on Holy Thursday that Jesus institutes this new covenant in his blood around the table of the Last Supper. And it's on Good Friday that Jesus suffers and dies as the pure Lamb of God upon two blood-stained beams of wood. It's on Easter that this same Jesus Christ rises from the dead to redeem you eternally from death, from sin, and from hell, to be your mediator before the Father in heaven. Because of what Jesus did in that first Holy Week, you have something those Levitical priests never had, something those priests could never have accomplished on their own. Because of this Jesus, you are pure. Because of this Jesus, you are clean. You are holy now and forever. Because of this Jesus, God forgives you. God accepts you. God throws your sins as far away as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.